Started with our winner's press conference. We have Ty Gibbs, driver of the number 54 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions. State your name and your affiliation. We'll get you a wireless mic. Let's go ahead and start right here in the middle. Noah.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. Ty, first off, congratulations. But did want to talk about that last lap and the move and the into three. What you thought of that? John Hunter maybe not so happy with it at the end. Have you been able to talk to him yet?
No, I have not. There's a lot of media going on after. But, I probably deserve to get bumped back for a win. But we're racing hard. We're racing this, these wins are hard to come by. So you just got to take every advantage. I didn't let them by and clean them out for the win. I doored them, and I got in there hard. That was the point. I was tight, but there's no excuse for me hitting them. And I hit them and knocked them up the track. But like I said, we're fighting for wins.
Okay, go up here to Bob.
Bob Hockrus, Fox Sports. Just following that up, is that what you meant to do? Were you I'm going to hit him?
So, good question. So I definitely wanted to I was going to have to get him in anyways. He could turn to the center better, and I just couldn't rotate. So I was going to have to hit him. I definitely, if I could go back, I would have not have drove in as hard and hit him as hard to knock him up way up the track. I would have, have not got in there as hard, like I said, not to hit him. But I was still going to have to hit him anyways to win it, but we're coming to the end. And I didn't, I've seen it before. I didn't let him by and drag brake and get behind him and dump him. We raced to the finish, and I hit him, and that was my goal. But if I could change it, yes, I would. I wouldn't have driven this hard and hit him as hard, but that's just part of learning, and I learned that.
Yeah, I think you felt like that. The way you entered it, there was no way you were going to make the turn.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're racing underneath some, or if you're racing above somebody at a short track coming for one, I feel like, that's going to be pretty expected, but, I drove in there pretty deep, and I definitely didn't help the case. Thanks, Bob. Always with the good questions.
All right, let's go in the back here.
Nathan Solon with a podium finish. Ty, it seemed like you had a good half a second lead there, but with 20, 30 laps to go, you kind of caught up to some lap traffic. How did that kind of bother you?
A lot. It affected, I feel like, me a lot. That's just part of racing. We've seen it in the past. It's just, the position that I feel like leaders get put in with lap cars, but that's part of it, and I didn't get there through there as good as John Hunter did, so I feel like that's why he got back to me, and I just lost a lot of turn being underneath those guys, and it's just hard, with them being on the outside of you really closely up off the corner, you lose a lot of right side grip, so that's the part, that's where you gotta fight and get through there as fast as you can.
You've already won 3 out of the 7 races this year. You won 4 last year. Have you really had any time yet to kind of sit back and sit back and just kind of absorb it all?
For sure. I'm very thankful and blessed. The man above me has blessed me so much. I'm very thankful. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. And we've had a great team, put together by Chris Gale, Kyle Abrams, Ganey Keith, John Lantham, my truck driver Dale. We've got a great group of guys that work very hard week in and week out, every single day. I go to the shop, 4 days out of the week. So just being there and seeing how hard this guy's work, it means a lot.
Let's come up here to Hank, then we'll go here, and then Dustin.
Obviously, guys are different, but historically, how does it go when you go to approach somebody who's ticked off at you for the way you drove them at the end of a race?
That's just a part of, racing itself. You have to learn that, aspect, and I've been put in that position a couple of times, so, luckily I've got to learn, I'm going up to somebody that there's been a case of this, he's done this the same thing before, he knows how it is, and I'm fine talking to them. That's just a part of racing and, part of growing up off the track, too. So maturing a little bit, too.
Do you anticipate an issue with him over that?
I don't know. You can go ask him that question. Okay. I haven't talked to him yet.
All right, let's come over here, and then we'll go to Dustin.
Josh Slade, Behind the Wall Media. So you got 3 wins so far on a mile and a half. A super speedway, and now
it's super speedway,
right? And a short track. How is it going forward? Having the skill set on all 3 tracks.
Yeah, I did not really think I was winning the super speedway. So it just shows that our guys have worked really hard on our speedway stuff and made them faster. So good to win on that one. And, you know, I feel like we're really, really solid all around. We're good at, you know, road courses. We just didn't have a good finish last week. Got, you know, blew a tire, but good at road courses, you know, good at short tracks, good at, you know, mile and a half speedways. So, you know, we're getting there. You know, there's some room for improvement, but, you know, that's always going to be the case in life. No matter how good of a car you have, there's always going to be room for improvement. So, you know, these guys work very hard, like I said, and we're just going to keep moving forward.
So does having the speed on all the different types of tracks give you, I guess, more motivation and higher hopes for a road course win later in the season?
Yeah, for sure. You know, great question. You know, being able to win a road course would be awesome. I feel like we had a lot of speed last week. I just put us in a bad position and blew a tire with contact I made. So, and that's part of it, part of learning. And I feel like, you know, racing and growing up in front of the whole millions of people, you're going to have to learn a lot. And that's just a part of it.
Great. Thanks, Ty.
Yep. Thanks.
Good. Justin Long, NBC Sports. Hey, Ty, you've referenced how hard it is to win these races, you know, but in one sense, somebody could look at you've won 7 out of your 25 Xfinity starts, so nearly 30%. Last couple of years in ARCA, you won nearly 50% of the races. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are incredible numbers and incredible figures. So what is so hard? Because outside looking in, I think people would say, well, it's easy for you, or it should be easy for you because you have the equipment. So when you say it's hard, and this is why I have to do these things to win races, what's the hard part?
Yeah, great question, Dustin. You know, I feel like the hard part, a lot of it is just getting to the end. I think that's the biggest case. For me, I'm learning, you know, racing, not just stage one, stage two, just the whole thing. You know, and I feel like I've lacked a lot of patience. Like last week, I blew a tire with contact I made, just got roughed up, and we're stage two, and I made a mistake there. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. And you never know, the one thing I learned, you never know when you could have your last win. And, you know, you could go years and years and years, no matter how good of the rate you have been. Same in the Cup Series, we've seen it. So, you know, just making sure you're maximizing, you know, all the situations you have to get wins.
Okay, let's come over here to Matt Weaver.
Matt Weaver, Racing America. Kind of the theme of the day is talking about the need or the perceived need to be aggressive at the end of the races, whether it was last weekend at Circuit of the Americas or today. But do you think it's important to put yourself in that mindset early this year, that when you're in position to win, to go out and win races? Because if you make it to Phoenix for the championship race, we saw what happened last year and how that race needed to be won. Is that kind of a switch or a trigger you have to pull?
For sure.
Yeah.
Great question. I think there's a difference between, you know, wrecking somebody. I didn't check up and wreck him too. So, you know, I got into his door like, you know, Daniel did last year. I got into it a little harder. But, you know, like I said, just trying to maximize these you know, wins and in these spots where we can win. I feel like we lost one last week, and I lost one last weekend too. So, you know, just making sure I'm, you know, doing everything I can during the week just to, you know, get there at the end and you know, have patience and perseverance to, you know, win these things.
Are you allowing yourself to think about championship mindset?
For sure. You know, I feel like that's, I learned a lot of that last year racing for the ARCA championship. I never raced for a championship before, so not even any track championships or anything. So, you know, it's a lot of different, you know, learning styles. I feel like having the playoff system that we do, we don't have to have total points like the ARCA Menard Series does. So, you know, we were down in the hole a lot, you know, for most of last year till the end of the year with the ARCA deal. And this year having, you know, with the playoffs, we can just get one win and we're in. So it's nice to have that buffer. So I feel like it takes a little pressure off so you can go out there and just get wins like we did this week in Atlanta. But I didn't know I was going to win Atlanta, so, yeah.
All right, any more questions for Ty? We're here in Dustin.
Hey, Ty, I'm curious. You also talk about learning from this experience mm-hmm. and saying, hey, in how you wanted to attack and it didn't work out as well. You've also had the bump and run done to you. I think one that comes to mind is Elko.
Yep, I definitely remember that.
So when you're on the other end of that, what is the learning experience, or what did you take from that? Did anything from that experience help you today, or how does that impact?
Yeah, for sure. You know, great question again. I feel like not having as much experience in Xfinity Series, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, all those little things that you only get one chance to do. Qualifying, I've had mistakes I've made all year with not driving in as deep. So, you know, I'm just trying to maximize those capabilities. I drove in there deep and I hit him. Still gonna have to hit him anyways to win, but I drove in there a little bit deeper than I thought. So, you know, being put in those situations. I've never been put, you know, where I race somebody side by side getting into that corner. So I learned I didn't have to drive in as deep to hit them with as less tire grip as I had. I actually blew right front coming after the race ended, and I didn't make, and it wasn't from the contact I made. It was just from the wear. So, you know, we were really tight. I just, you know, there's no excuse. So, and on the other part of it, getting moved in Elko, you know, there's a lot of things that I learned. I feel like, you know, on and off the track, how to handle it, how to handle people against you. You know, but at the same time, how to handle being moved and how to handle that whole situation. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can do, you know, but in that split moment when you haven't thought about that or been put in that scenario, you don't know. So you have to go off by instinct. And like I got in there a little deep, like I told Bob, but I wish I didn't get in there as deep, and I didn't want to hit him as hard. That wasn't my goal. My goal is to win the race, and that was what I intended to. And I intended to hit him with my right side, but not as hard. I was going to lean on him and just move him up enough to where we could, where I could slip under him off the corner. But, you know, this is the things I'm learning. And, you know, I there's definitely room for, you know, improvement and to do a better job. But I'd rather win a race than not win a race. So that's just, you know, that's just part of it. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things I could have done. I could have brake checked to 20, get into turn one, and you know, I'm going to get moved anyways. That's who I'm racing against, that whole army of a team. And, you know, that's just part of it. You know, having two of competitive teammates behind me, I'm going to get moved out of the way. So, you know, I could have brake checked them. You know, I could have had a different start. ARCA starts are different because you have to start on one cone, which I don't like that, because you come here and you have a whole 8 car lengths to start on. So, but you have to start on one cone. So everybody kind of knows when you're going to start, and you can't jump it and you get called for that. So, you know, I could have maybe cheated that a little bit, maybe jumped it a little bit and not get called for it. But that's just things you have to get away with, and you learn over time. I learned, you know, I could be patient and not be as mad, but I feel like I handle myself surprisingly good after that, to, you know, because of the outcome. But, you know, that's part of it. Thank you.
Okay, let's go right over here and then over to Bob.
Aaron Bearden, Motorsport Speak. Congratulations, Ty.
Thank you.
Kind of tying back on the aggression talk earlier, I think not too long ago there would have been a time where in the position you two were in late, we would have said, oh, John Hunter would be the more aggressive one because he's on a part-time schedule. He has nothing to lose. But in the playoff era now where wins are so valuable, do you feel like that is – shifted a little bit, or maybe even in the playoff position you might need to be more aggressive? And has that changed for you the two different years where you've been part-time and full-time?
Yeah, I think you need to be, you know, somewhat aggressive. You're always going to have to be aggressive in racing. You know, you can't get pushed around, and people learn that you can get pushed around. There's a lot of people out there that get pushed around, and I can see it, and, you know, they're just not as aggressive. So you got to be aggressive, you know, to be good. But at the same time, yeah, you just gotta learn from it and keep digging.
Like in a pre-playoff era, you would have raced the same way and still going?
You know, yeah. Not having the playoffs, I definitely think you got to race a little bit differently. I think going back to Daytona, you got to be really, really cautious there, because you can't be wrecked early and be 30th in points. You're going to have to chase up like we were in ARCA last year. So, or at Talladega is what when it happened. We were down 37 points. So just making sure you're maximizing everything and being, you know, somewhat cautious but somewhat aggressive. You got to be smart. Jimmy Johnson was really great at that, and, you know, he sacrificed some wins, but he won the most championships. So, you know, he's tied with two other greats. So, you know, you got to be, there's somewhat of a line you got to find.
Go ahead, Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Is it intimidating at all to have your granddad just sitting back there watching, seem to be scrutinizing everything you say?
It is a little intimidating, Bob, because sometimes I'll mess up and he'll sit me down, and, you know, that's part of it. He'll get on me. My dad's actually been pretty, surprisingly, he's been, not, you know, good. He kind of lets me go, but coaches on me. He's back there. He's already coaching me, so judges me on my golf swing to everything.
And as Richmond, I mean, you know, in this area where he's, you know, made famous, uh-huh. Is there any difference racing here? And is there any more important or any more stress racing here?
I feel like, you know, going through racing, I try to keep my focus and, you know, all my attention to racing the same for every single race. But to win at two of my home tracks now, kind of a home track, you know, growing up here with my dad and coach with the Washington Commanders, cool to win here. And and I won at Charlotte last year both times. So, you know, it's cool to say I won at my both of my home states and, you know, not too far down from Charlotte.
Okay, any more questions? All right, Ty, thanks for coming in and good luck this year.
Thank you, guys.